Shabbat Shalom. This week's reading from the Torah is Parshas Shemini. Nadab and Abihu, the sons of Aaron, took each of them his censer and put fire therein and laid incense thereon and offered strange fire before the Lord, which he had not commanded them. And there came forth fire from before Hashem and devoured them, and they died before the Lord. Leviticus chapter 10, verses 1 through 2. According to Chazal, Nadab and Abihu were portrayed as righteous individuals who overstepped the boundaries in place for them as Kohanim, as they tried to draw closer to Hashem in an unauthorized manner. They were consumed by fire from before Hashem. Leviticus chapter 10, verse 2. Aaron's two sons died only for the sake of sanctifying Hashem's name, according to the Talmud, Tractate Zavachim 115b. Another view makes the point that they had previously been cautioned against drawing too close to Hashem. In Sinai, amongst the 70 elders, they saw God's presence and ate a meal with the others, yet God did not strike them at that time. Their sin accrued, and they were meted out their due punishment when they approached God with the unbidden incense, according to Or HaChaim. Rashi comments that through the execution and judgment upon righteous individuals, Yiras Hashem, fear of God, is brought upon the people. This is what occurred during the inauguration of the Mishkan. And this is an important principle with respect to Nadab and Abihu. Their deaths caused the people to witness how precarious serving God may be if a righteous person is not careful in respect to his avodah service. The deaths of Nadab and Abihu show by way of an example of the fatal consequence when Hashem needs to be approached with great reverence, awe, and respect. The harsher condemnation of Nadab and Abihu may be rendered by a perspective that is even more critical of their transgression. They brought alien fire from a source other than the fire on the Mizbeach. The fire on the Mizbeach had its origin from Shemayim. Heaven is mentioned in Leviticus chapter 9, verse 24. According to Sifra, fire descended in the shape of a pillar between heaven and earth. Nadab and Abihu flouted the implicit directive to draw fire from the outer Mizbeach for their offering. What could have motivated Nadab and Abihu to take alien fire for the incense offering instead of the fire that Hashem had provided? One view critiques them as desiring to usurp the authority of Moshe and Aaron. Furthermore, because the authority of Moshe and Aaron was given to them from Hashem, then flouting that authority would be akin to disregarding the authority of Hashem. Therefore, it can be inferred that their taking of alien fire constitutes a betrayal of their motives to implicitly disregard the sovereignty of Hashem. There are many alien fires burning in the hearts of men and taking root in society through an expression of rage, frustration, and dissent. In the midst of chaos and strife is the calm provided by relying on the authority of God's commandments. If we seek Him as our source of guidance and understanding, we will be preserved. We may transcend the fires of hatred and disunity, despite our own internal misgivings about the world wherein we live and others' contempt for us. Harmony within and without is possible if we serve Hashem in humility and approach Him with awe, reverence, and respect. We should also show deference to others, treating them with respect as well. The Yiras Hashem, fear of Hashem that Bnei Yisrael had toward Hashem at Sinai, prompted them to ask Moses to serve as God's spokesperson between God and the people. Yet Nadab and Abihu lacked Yiras Hashem, thinking of themselves too highly. If we humble ourselves before God through acceptable offerings, then he will show us his salvation in due time. Psalms 50, verse 23.